This podcast is a ministry of Oriel Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.orielchristianassembly.org.
My title today is Your Heart Good Ground? Is Your Heart Good Ground? And I want to talk about the parable that Jesus spoke in Matthew 13. He actually spoke seven parables in that chapter. And Jesus, I want to teach a little bit like Jesus taught by using a parable today. Okay? If you read the New Testament and read the parts that are in red from Jesus, a lot of times when Jesus taught the disciples or the multitudes, which he did in this particular instant, he taught in parables, okay? So we're going to emphasize on one of those parables today. So Matthew 13. Let's pray before we start. Father, we just thank you again for today. We thank you for your spirit in the house. Thank you for your word that we're about to receive right now. Lord, open our hearts, our ears, that Lord, we'd be ready to receive what you have for us today. We just thank you for your word that's so faithful and true. Let it speak revelation to us today about our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said, amen. So we're going to read about the parable of the sower and the seed. Okay? The sower and the seed. And again, the parables here that Jesus spoke, a parable, the way I've usually given a definition of is, an earthly story with a heavenly meaning is a parable. But also another way to explain it is a story by way of an illustration. Okay? And usually that illustration is in the natural so you can understand it in the spiritual. So Jesus gave many stories with illustrations to the disciples so they could understand what he was trying to explain. A lot of times Jesus spoke things and people didn't get it. Amen? It's like that today. Jesus is still speaking. His word is going forth, but people don't always get it. And that's really not God's heart. He wants people to understand. But he said some things in this chapter that are very interesting about the sower and the seed. So let's look at these verses. We're going to read from chapter 13, verse 1 to start off. So I hope you're with me. It says, "In the same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside. And great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore." Now if you notice, Jesus, you know, multitudes followed him everywhere, wherever he went. But this was one of the places that I think he enjoyed was teaching on the seashore, you know, because the disciples were fishermen too, and he could relate to them. And if you notice here, it said a whole multitude stood on the shore listening to what Jesus had to say. And, you know, he was attractive to them. I want to just make us think a little bit today. Are we attractive to the world? You know, what we have to say, the words we speak, are they attractive to the people we're in contact with? They should be today. Amen? You know, do we get people's attention with the things that we say? I hope we are, because we are the Jesuses now that are living in this earth. We represent Jesus today. And our words that we speak should make an impact, just like when Jesus taught the multitudes. People came out to hear him because he had something important to say. I hope that's what's happening with us. We're getting people's attention. Verse 3 says, "And he spake many things unto them in parables." Here we go. "Saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow." Any sowers here today? Amen? Any people like gardens here? I know we got some garden people here. You're sowers in the natural, all right? You're going to look at this in the natural and the spiritual today. He says, "And when he sowed," talking about the sower, "some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. This is the first ground. We're going to talk about four grounds today. And this is the first ground where this sower, he sowed seed by the wayside, or another term here is the roadside. Okay? And when he did that, it said the fowls came and devoured up the seed. Now, in this ground that is the roadside or wayside, and I want you to understand here, these are the hearts of people. We have four different types of hearers today, in the church and outside the church. And these are four grounds, or the way your heart is today. Okay? This is the first one. And what describes this person who allows seed to come in by the wayside or roadside, this represents one who has a hardness of heart. Okay? You can sow the seed, but this type of person has a hard heart. It's by the wayside. It's on the roadside. You know, when you think about a road is hard. Amen? It's hard to get anything in a road, right? Well, this is the type of a ground that Jesus begins to explain here to the multitudes, all right? He says, this person is one who has a hard heart, who doesn't really listen, has careless hearing. He may hear it, but he don't receive it, okay? First ground here. Number two, he goes on. And five, he says, and some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth. And forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Here's the second type of a ground that people possess, or the second type of a heart that they have today. It's a heart that is said to be stony, stony places, okay? Or another term is rocky ground, okay? Rocky ground, not Rocky Balboa, rocky ground, amen? Stony, some of you get a laugh with that. I know a lot of you like Rocky Balboa here. You know, he's Italian, so if you don't like him, something's wrong, right? Amen. But stony places, rocky ground. This speaks of one of a person who has no depth, okay? They don't go deep in their heart. The word doesn't seem to go deep. It's very shallow, okay? It's one who has a shallow life in the Lord. And I like this, or I don't like this, but this is what it explains. This type of a hearer is an emotional hearer. Has no stability. Stony places. Rocky ground. Hard heart. Okay? This is the second type of ground that Jesus explains. And he explains how when the sun came up, then those seeds that went into that ground, they were scorched. Okay? Because there was no root. How many know you have to have a root today in the Lord? Amen? You have to be grounded in the Lord. You have to be rooted. Many scriptures talk about being rooted and grounded in the Word, in the Lord. This type of a person has no root, okay? Is not grounded. Very shallow life. Maybe goes to church sometimes, but doesn't really mean anything, okay? Second type of ground, second type of person. Let's go to 3. Verse 7, this is the third one. And he said, and some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. So the third ground is seed that falls amongst the thorns, which here it really speaks of the thorns are worldly cares. Okay? Where the seed that is brought forth by the sower goes into the ground, but worldly cares come in and choke the seed. Okay? We kind of talked about that a little bit last week about our choices and that, how we must be careful what we choose, what we do. Because if we allow thorns to come in, or things of the world to come in, it will choke the seeds of God's word in our life. And you know what? God won't do a whole lot in us because we won't let him. We'll be concerned by other things in the world. Okay? The thorns represents the worldly cares. All right? Going on. The fourth ground that we see here, which is the most important one that I hope is representative of all of us today, in verse 8, it says, "And other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. Amen? Good ground, meaning this is ground where, you know, when the seed is planted, and you can think about your gardens that you'll be doing real soon if you haven't started. When you plant seed in those, in that good ground, fruit's going to come up. Amen? Tomatoes are going to come up, and peppers, and cucumbers, and all those good things, right? Well, in the spiritual, he's saying the same thing here. If we have a heart that is good ground, we're going to produce fruit. And because of that seed, every word that you receive from the Lord, even this word today, is a seed that's going in your heart. And the word that you receive today is going to reproduce itself 30 times over, 60 times over, or even 100-fold, meaning unlimited today. Amen? That's the word of God when you receive it and you have good ground, meaning you have a good heart that is open to the things of God. Now listen what he says here, verse 9, he says, "You who hath ears to hear, let him hear." Anybody has ears to hear today? Are your ears open? Amen? Jesus is saying, you need your ears open to what I'm telling you here. You need to listen to this, okay? Look at how the disciples responded, verse 10. "And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables?" They didn't understand why Jesus was teaching the multitude in parables. Well, he's going to give an answer here. Verse 11. "And he answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given." Oh, Lord. God wants those who have a good heart, who have good ground today, those people, he says here, I want those people to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but not everybody. Isn't that interesting? He says, only those who what? Are really pure in heart today. I want those people to know my mysteries. Amen? And this Bible can be mysterious at times, and many people don't understand it. How many know what I'm talking about today? Before I became a Christian, I went to church, and I even read the Bible, but you know what? It was a mystery to me. I didn't understand it. And you know what? God was bringing me to that place where my heart would get right, or my heart would become open to really God and the things of God. But before that, even though I went to church, my mind was really not in church. When I used to come to church, I couldn't wait till the service was over. That was your pastor at one time, years ago. You know, it was a tradition to me. It didn't really mean a lot, even though I went because my parents made me go. A lot of times they didn't really go. We went to catechism, and I was raised a Catholic. I think you know that about me. And a lot of Italians are Catholic, not only Italians, Hispanic. You know, there's different cultures that are really grounded in the traditions of Catholicism, but it didn't mean anything, okay? I was receiving seed, but no fruit was coming out, at least not yet back then, amen? But I know God was working on me. Amen? Is he working on you today? So, I can relate to this message even today, and you can too. You know what? God is saying, and Jesus told his disciples, you know what? The mysteries of the kingdom is not for everybody. It's for those who really are serious about God. Those who are sincere about God. God's not going to give his jewels to anybody on the street today. This is the kingdom of God. He wants everybody to come into the kingdom of God. But even based on this parable, four different types of people, really only one of them is going to get to heaven. That's one out of four. Think about it today. But God's heart is that everybody would come to know Jesus and serve the Lord. But that's not going to happen. We know that. People don't want God. Many people don't want anything to do with God today. Okay? That's not us though. Amen. So, I want to be one who gets these mysteries explained to me. How about you today? I want revelation. That's what he's talking about here. Jesus was telling him, I'm going to give only certain ones more revelation. Not anybody. Those who are really in my circle. Those who are in my kingdom. I'm going to show them my mysteries. Have been mysteries for years to many people. Okay? I'm going to give you secret things. Praise God. I'm going to give you spiritual knowledge and special privileges are going to come to you. Because you're one who has a good heart. You have a good ground in your heart. You are open to the things of God. See, it all starts with our heart today, church. Our heart must be right before God to receive seed of the word every day. Now, Jesus doesn't stop there. Verse 12, he says, for whosoever hath, to him shall be given. This is an interesting statement he makes here. And he shall have more abundance. Oh, glory. I like that today. He's saying to the one who I've given some, you know what? I'm going to give more to that person. Is anybody here like that who wants that today? We serve a God of abundance. God wants you to have much today. Spiritually, amen, soulishly, and even in your flesh. The key is what can you handle? God knows what you can handle individually. But God is saying here, you know, to the person who much is given, you know what? I want to give even more to, because those people he gives much to, it's because they can handle it. And God wants to give more to you. Amen? But he also says here, but whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that he hath. Oh, my Lord. Some people have things today, and God's blessed them with things, and they don't even appreciate it, and don't know what to do with it. God says, I'll take from them, and I'll give it to those who, you know what, will put it to good work today. Amen? I want to be that person. How about you? I want our church to be that type of church, that God sees us, that we're responsible here, that he can trust us with much, so he'll give us much. Amen? But he has to see that in us, okay? That has to be what we desire too, praise God. Special privileges is what he's talking about here. Spiritual abundance, amen, and also physical abundance. I do really believe he's not just talking about spiritually here, he's talking physical abundance too. A lot of churches don't want to preach that, but they're wrong, okay? God wants to bless us spirit, soul, and body today. All right, the complete man. But a lot of churches think God wants you broke. God wants you sick. I mean, I don't know what kind of gospel they're reading. That's not our gospel today, amen? God wants us blessed, amen? He really does. But again, he looks at us and he looks at our heart to see what we're able to handle before the Lord, amen? How many know God has called us to be good stewards of what he's blessed us with? Every one of us, whatever it may be. Praise God. Now Jesus, he kind of gives them this parable and he makes them think a little bit about what he was saying. And then further in the chapter, going down to verse 18, he now opens this up a little bit more to them. So we want to read this today. Verses 18 to 23. Because now we're going to open this up even a little bit more, even though I've already kind of opened it to you. But he says, hear ye the parable of the sower. So now Jesus is going to expound on this parable. Verse 19, when anyone heareth the word of the kingdom, now he brings it spiritually again to us here. Anyone that heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one, and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receiveth seed by the wayside. Interesting. So the one who receives seed, he hears, it says here, and I want you to notice this about everyone we're going to read here again, that everyone hears. Okay? You're going to see this as we read this again. He says, this person hears the word, all right? And the key is, though, he doesn't understand it. How many know you can hear something, but if you don't understand it, how much good is it going to do for you? Amen? So we must be one that not only hear, but we must get an understanding. Otherwise, the devil comes in here, he says, and he comes and steals and catches away what God began to put and plant in your heart. This is the one who has seed by the wayside or by the roadside. Okay? So we must be careful today as we hear that we get an understanding of what we hear. Amen? It's not enough just to hear, but to understand what you hear. Okay? Because if you understand, you get an understanding, then you know what? The devil will not be able to come in and steal that. And I want you to notice something here in the very first part here of this, these four different types of people, is that what does Satan want to come and take from us? What does he want more than anything else from us today? Who can answer that for me? What's that? He wants our soul, but what keeps us? What did he say here in verse 19? That Satan came and took what away? The word, right? The seed, which is the word. So Satan comes to steal the word that God tries to put in your heart. Amen? So it's so important your ground is right, that you not only hear it, but you understand it. If you don't get an understanding, you've got to ask the Lord, give me an understanding. Come talk to the pastor. Talk to your leaders here. I don't get it, what you're trying to tell me. We'll explain it to you. Amen? Because if that happens, then Satan won't be able to come in and steal that word out of your heart. You don't want to be like this one person who has seed that is sown by the wayside, meaning it doesn't go inside really and stay there. All right? The fowls will come. Satan is the fowl that's represented here. All right? He's the one who comes to steal and snatch the word from you. We don't want that to happen, okay? We must be careful of Satan and his tricks. Verse 20, now he goes into the stony places. He says, but he that receiveth the seed in stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. Yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while, for when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, oh boy, by and by he is offended. So the one who has a heart that's like the stony places or rocky ground, you know what? He also, did you notice, hears. He says, he hears the word. He receives the seed. Okay? I'm going to keep saying that to you because you need to get this. It's not enough just to hear today. That's the beginning. You must hear, okay? But this person not only heard it, he received the seed. And you know what? He also received it with joy. Think about that today. He not only heard the word and received it, but he also received it with joy. But, it says here, the word didn't have a deep root in him. Because when things begin to happen in his life, and he says it here, when tribulation and persecution came, this person who had a heart that was on like stony places, it said this person, when because of tribulation and persecution came, why? Because of the word, this person became offended. Meaning, he became offended. He stumbled or he backslid. And again, what is Satan going to do? He's going to come in to try to offend you because of the word that you got. This is what we need, church. Amen. This is our life today. Without the Word of God, what would you and I do today? So Satan will come, and when you receive the Word, you know what? Satan's going to come and try to test you. Be ready for it. All right? Be prepared. When tribulation comes, when persecution comes, why? Because of the Word, he says it here, that you don't get offended. Amen? We have an enemy today. His name is Satan. And he tries to come and steal what God wants to plant in our heart. So it's not good enough just to hear it today, receive it, and even receive it with joy. But you know what? You need to let the Word take root in you today. Amen. That's what he said here. He said he had no root in himself, only for a while it lasted. How many people, I'm sure, have come through these doors throughout the years, who came for a while, and then trouble happened, persecution happened, and all of a sudden, they're gone. Right? See, when you're out in the world and you're doing your own thing, Satan, he's not going to bother you. He's got you already. But when you begin to seek God and you have a heart for God, and you begin to come to church, you know, things are going to happen. He's going to try to come against you. But the Word will keep you if it's inside, if you let it take root in your heart. Okay? You will make it through the storms. You know what? You will not be offended or off-ended today. You'll get stronger when you go through tribulation. Amen? You will if you trust God and the Word that you've been given. Amen? The Word will keep you, but this type of person with this type of heart, you know what? He only lasts for so long, and then they left. They stumbled. They got offended. They backslid. Okay? We can't allow that to happen to us. What are you going to backslide to? Right? What is there to go back to when you come to know Jesus today? Amen? Been serving God almost 27 years. Never have backslid. Why? What am I going to backslide to? There's nothing to go back to. Amen? Slide forward to God. Amen? Get closer to God is what we should be doing. Not, you know, one step forward and two back. What are you going back to? There's nothing out there. Amen? But Satan paints a pretty picture, right? He makes things look really good. But the end of that is destruction. Amen. It's getting real quiet here. I think I'm going to have to take my bell out in a minute. All right. Hallelujah. Verse 22. This is the third ground. Jesus is expounding. He says, he also that receiveth seed among the thorns. Now he's going to talk about the thorns again. Is he that heareth the word. Oh, here we go again. This person heard the word. And the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. Here we go again. This person received the word, received the seed, okay? He heard it, he received it, but what? He allowed the cares of the world to come in. The cares of the world. He says here, not only the cares of the world, but the deceitfulness of riches, they came in and they choked the word, and that person had no fruit. See, the word, the seed that you get planted in your heart, it shall produce fruit. Amen? If you allow it to stay in there and you don't have other obstacles come in today. Amen? You don't allow other things to come in to destroy the word that God is planting in your heart. Even this word I'm giving you today, you'll probably be testing on it this week. Don't be surprised. All right? So he's saying here we've got to be careful. We can't be one who has thorns come in. You know, we don't need any hindrances today, church. We don't need any thorns to come in. Don't allow the cares of this world, the riches of this world is what he's saying, the worldliness come in and choke or suffocate the word in your heart, because if you let it, you won't produce fruit. You'll be just trying to keep straight yourself, let alone help somebody else know Jesus. Amen? See, we have to know and we have to walk. The way to heaven is straight and narrow, the Bible says. Amen? But broad is the way to destruction today, the Bible says. Broad. It's real big and wide. When you're on your way to hell, anything goes today. Amen? But the way to heaven is straight and narrow, the Bible says. So we must be careful in our walks with God that we don't let the cares of the world, the riches of the world, you know, the deceitfulness of the world come in like a thorn, because it'll steal the word out of your heart. And we don't want that today. The word is pure. But when you let other things come in, Satan will come and steal that word from your heart so you don't produce fruit today. And that's what we're supposed to be doing. The last ground here, which is needs to be us. Amen? I pray it's us today. In verse 23, he says, "But he that receiveth seed into the good ground." Amen. Any good ground here, church? Hallelujah. Meaning your heart is good. It's ready. It's pure. It's open to the word of God to receive. Amen. It says, "But he that receiveth seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word." So again, you must hear it. "And understandeth it." There you go. It's the first one that said he really understanded it was the good ground. Okay. "And this person that hears the word and understands it, this one which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. Amen. The good ground. Hallelujah. Good ground. Praise God. Those of us who have a heart that's good ground, we will produce fruit. Amen. Everybody's going to produce it differently, though. To different extremes, different extent. But he says here, some will be 30-fold, meaning 30 times, or some 60 times that seed you're going to multiply. That seed will multiply 30, 60, or 100 times over and over again. Again, the 100-fold means the unlimited blessing of God. Amen. Unlimited is what the 100-fold is. Okay? This is what God wants to do in us, in our hearts. But we must have a good ground. Okay? Just in review here. In this parable, we talked about the degrees of receiving. There's degrees here. And the first group was the group who received seed by the wayside or by the roadside. Those were what we call indifferent hearers. They're indifferent to what they hear. They may hear it, but they don't understand it, and they don't receive it. The second group was the group that was stony ground. Those were emotional hearers. You know, they receive something, and it's good for the moment. They're happy about it. They have joy even, but then later it's gone. Very emotional. You have to be careful. We're not like that, okay? The third group is those among the thorns. Those are the worldly hearers. These are all hearers, but different types of hearers today. Indifferent, emotional, worldly, and then the good ground is the ones who are receptive. We want to be receptive hearers today. Amen? Receptive, meaning, Lord, I'm open to your word. I want your seed in my heart. I desire your seed in my life. I need your word, your truth to help me and change me and make me what you want me to be. That's having good ground. Amen? Good ground. Praise God. So I ask you today, are you receiving the seed of God's word in your heart today? What ground represents your heart? I can't answer that. I can look at my heart today and see what it is. If it's good ground, you're going to hear the word today, you're going to understand the word, and you're going to be fruitful over and over again. as you receive seed in your heart. And you know what? That seed will continue to reproduce in your life every day. Don't ever get tired, all right, of doing what you're supposed to be doing, the right thing, doing what God has called you to do. Because that's because, see, if you're not putting in good, then good won't come out today. Amen? What goes in must come out, right? One of my former pastors used to always say, junk in, junk out, right? So you got to put good in. You got to put in the good seed of God's word. Not only when you come to church on Sunday mornings and Wednesday, sometimes Friday, but daily you need to pump good seed in your heart. Amen? So that that seed will reproduce in your life and be a blessing to other people and be fruitful and multiply. We're supposed to, as disciples today, we're supposed to bring in other disciples. Amen? We're supposed to go out and be fruitful and multiply. That's the call of the kingdom today. That's what we are called to do. And we can't be satisfied with, you know, the 30 we have here or 35 that we normally have, whatever it is. We need to reach out and multiply. Amen? I won't be satisfied until every pew is filled here. Amen? And you shouldn't be either. And for that to happen, we must receive the seed and then reproduce that seed. And even next month, as we get ready to go into this evangelism film series, I want to end with this. I called one of my fellow pastors in South Holland who had it on his marquee, Reinhard Bunke film series. And I said, oh, I bet you he's got what we're ordering. And I called him and we didn't get to talk, but he called me, left me a message on my recorder, and he said, Rich, it was great. He said, the people loved it. It was done professionally, and people just took to it. And that's what I'm praying is going to happen here. This is going to be 8 weeks of video you're going to see on the screen on Wednesday night. We even talked about it doing it Sunday, but I do believe it's better on a Wednesday night. And we're encouraging you to come out on Wednesday. Some of you are saying, Pastor Rich, how are we going to evangelize? Well, this is going to teach us how to evangelize, okay? It's not going to give us all the answers, but you're going to learn some things from this film series. So I'm encouraging you, be here Wednesday, amen? Not just Sunday. If you're real serious about seeing the church grow, you need to make that effort and come Wednesday too. And learn, learn. I'm willing to learn. I don't know it all. Does anybody know it all here? No. So we all have to learn and be open to what? New seed. Reinhard Bunke is a tremendous evangelist. And you are going to receive something. I know you will. Exactly what? We'll find out when we watch it. All right? Let's stand. Praise God. Hallelujah. How's your ground today, church? How's your ground? Does the word come and it's like on the roadside where it's there and then it's gone? You know, or is your ground stony, this rocky ground? Or do you have a ground that you allow thorns to come in today? You allow things to come in and choke the word? Or do you have good ground today? Where you're really pure before God and genuine, and you want God's word to produce in your life. You know your heart today. Praise God. I'm just going to pray for us that we all have the good ground. Amen. And nobody's perfect here. I know that. But as long as you're sincere and pure before God, God will work with you. Amen. And He'll protect you. He'll watch over you. But you have to be serious about the things of God. You can't play with fire. Okay? This is real, what we're talking about. Our relationship with the Lord is real. It's important, especially in these last days as things continue to happen in the prophetic word of God, that the end times are here. Jesus is coming back. Amen. And we got work to do and not a lot of time to do it. So we got to be ready. Praise God. Father, we thank you, Lord, today for your word, for your people that are here, Lord. I pray, God, that each one of us has that good ground today, Lord, has a heart that is open and ready to receive your seed, the seed of the word, Lord, every single day. Lord, my prayer is as a pastor, Lord, that, Father, our flock would be ones to reproduce, Lord. Lord, help us, O God. Disciple us, Lord. Father, let your word, your seed, continue to be planted in our hearts. And Lord, I pray for the hundredfold to come forth in every one of us, Lord, here today. Bless our hearts, Lord. Bless our lives, Lord. Bless our families, Lord. Let your joy be, Lord, our strength today, O God. Use us, Lord. Let people be attracted by the words that we speak, like people were attracted to Jesus, multitudes, Lord, on the seashore. Father, let the words we speak on our jobs, Lord, oh God, with those we associate with every day, Lord, let those words we speak be attracted to those that hear us, oh God, that, Lord, we would get people's attention by your truth, Lord. Anoint each vessel here, Lord, I pray. Anoint everything we do, Lord, that it bring honor and glory to our Heavenly Father. And we thank you for this today, Lord. Bless, Lord, the remainder of our day, I pray. Bless the choir, Lord, as we practice, Lord. Bless the fellowship that goes on after the service. We thank you for your faithfulness to us today. Have your way in our lives, we pray. In Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen.